Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jerry Roach's podcast. We are now going to launch into my book, Northern Heights, Climbing North America's Highest Peaks. Produced in 2019, this book has 15 chapters covering all of my northern climbs in both Alaska and the Canadian Yukon. And right now we're going to start with the prologue, which includes three of the 10 highest peaks in North America, in Mexico. It's called Milk Truck, Mexico, 1959. Here we go. In 1959, I had already been climbing for several years. I started as a rock climber and managed some first ascents in the Flatirons above my home in Boulder, Colorado, and in nearby El Dorado Canyon. I had done technical routes on the east face of 14,255-foot Long's Peak, and as a track runner had dashed up Colorado's two highest peaks, 14,421-foot Mount Massive and 14,433-foot Mount Elbert. I discovered that 14,000 feet was a great place to be. When I learned about an upcoming trip to climb the three highest peaks in Mexico over Christmas break, I about fell over. The altitude of these volcanoes were over 17,000 feet, and the highest was over 18,000 feet. These altitudes sang like an Everest to me, and at the tender age of 16, I immediately signed up for the trip. Most of the team of eight were students at the University of Colorado. Being a measly high school student, I was the youngest team member. Being students, we had little money, but we were clever. We bought a used milk truck for $400 and outfitted it to hold all eight of us. We even acquired a classroom chair from the university and bolted it to the floor to the right of the driver's seat. That was our navigator's chair. We were ready to drive to Mexico City. We reached Mexico City after 80 exciting hours on the road in our trusty truck. We tackled the three volcanoes, starting with the lowest, 17,342-foot Iztaccíhuatl, a.k.a. the Sleeping Woman, so named for the peak's profile. We packed up to a small hut at 15,000 feet, where, I must admit, I spent a restless night. The next day, we tromped up to the highest point on Iztaccíhuatl's breast. I discovered that the air at 17,000 feet was considerably thinner than at a mere 14,000 feet. A couple of days later, we tackled the famous 17,887-foot Popocatépetl, a symmetric smoking volcano. On this climb, I had acclimated to the higher altitudes, and using my track training, roared up the slope, pulling ahead of my companions. I loved being that high. A few days later, we had driven east to Ciudad Cerdán and parked our truck in the courtyard of a hacienda. Walking from town, we strode through the poofy dust and went up to the Cave of the Dead at 12,000 feet. Impatient and quite alive, we left the cave and started up in the dark toward Mexico's highest peak, 18,701-foot Pico de Orizaba, or Citlaltépetl, as the Aztecs called it. We climbed Orizaba's vast southern slope, a multi-hour ascent that taught patience. I roamed the summit area, waiting for my teammates. Everybody broke their altitude record that day. I was thrilled that Orizaba, Popo, and Ista were the third, fifth, and seventh highest peaks in North America. At age 16, I had done three of the top 10, and I immediately fantasized about climbing the 10 highest peaks in North America. I didn't know what the other seven were, but I knew that it was something I needed to do. Ah, youth! I had no idea what I was dreaming about, but I did know that I was launched on a composition. I had written my overture. We had so much fun on the first trip that another group of 10 mustered and did the same trip the next year, this time with a lamp mobile. Of course, I did that trip as well, and since I had already climbed the peaks, I was the climbing leader. So, at age 17, I had climbed the three high Mexican volcanoes twice each. Over the years, I would climb Iztaccíhuatl 5 times, Popo and Orizaba 6 times each, and would also climb many other Mexican peaks. What else could I possibly climb? Oh, there were those other 7 peaks. Where were they? Ah, they were Northern Heights. Stay tuned for Chapter 1 from Northern Heights, Touching Greatness, Denali, 1963.